Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 15th. You'll be interested to know. 16 years ago, today, in 2009, U.S. Airways Flight 1549, piloted by Captain Sully, made a remarkable emergency landing in the Hudson River after colliding with a flock of Canada geese shortly after takeoff, causing significant damage to the plane's engines. Miraculously, there were no fatalities among the passengers and crew. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell on Wednesday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. In the afternoon, conditions become semi-glassy as swell builds to head-high. On Thursday, anticipate head-high swell with glassy morning conditions, shifting to semi-bumpy in the afternoon with onshore winds. Friday will feature chest-to-shoulder-high swell, remaining semi-glassy in the morning and becoming semi-bumpy in the afternoon with onshore winds. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 4 to 5 feet until 11. After that, it turns fair to choppy and 4 to 6 feet until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3.5-foot incoming mid-tide when the east swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds and the offshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot just before 9:30 a.m. with a -1-foot low tide at 4:30. The near shore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 39 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:05 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 69 and a gentle north breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies, cooling down to a low of 44 with light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 66. Thursday night brings patchy fog and a low around 44. Friday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then stays mostly sunny with a high near 60. A slight chance of rain showers returns Friday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 47. Saturday remains partly sunny with a slight chance of rain and a high near 59. Saturday night also has a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 45. Sunday will be mostly sunny again with a high near 59, and Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 42. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Comic-Con International, one of San Diego's largest events, will remain in the city through at least 2027, following a new agreement signed on Tuesday. Mayor Todd Gloria expressed his excitement, stating, "Comic-Con is part of San Diego's identity," emphasizing its role as a significant economic driver. In 2024, the convention attracted over 135,000 attendees, generating more than $160 million in regional impact. Despite annual rumors about relocation, a Comic-Con spokesperson credited competitive hotel rates as crucial for the event's continuation. The next Comic-Con will be held from July 24th to 27th, with a preview night on July 23rd. Now on to sports. As the Dallas Cowboys initiate their search for a new head coach, team owner and general manager Jerry Jones has had discussions with Colorado coach Deion Sanders, according to a leak source. While no interview is scheduled, both parties are keen to keep the conversation going. Sanders expressed that talking with Jones was intriguing, yet he remains committed to Colorado. This coaching vacancy arises after Mike McCarthy's departure. Sanders, a Cowboys legend, would certainly generate buzz, especially following a challenging season. However, he has emphasized his dedication to mentoring young players at Colorado. In local sports, tonight, the Lakers will host the Miami Heat at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, with a record of 20-17, are up against the 20-18 Miami Heat. Keep an eye on Anthony Davis, leading with 11.9 rebounds per game, and Tyler Herro, Miami's top scorer at 24 points per game. The Lakers are favored by 1.5 points. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 24-12-5 take on the Canucks in Vancouver. Ans Kopitar leads LA with 40 points. The Canucks, 19-13-10, will rely on Quinn Hughes's 47 points. In top news, in a significant ruling, a UK judge has denied James Howell's plea to excavate a landfill in hopes of recovering a hard drive containing access to 8,000 bitcoins, worth approximately $765 million. Howell's has sought this recovery since November 2013, claiming the hard drive was mistakenly discarded. The judge stated there was no realistic prospect of success for his case, citing public health and environmental risks associated with excavation. Howells expressed dismay, stating, "This ruling has taken everything from me," and emphasized his desire for justice. In business news, the Securities and Exchange Commission has filed a new lawsuit against Tesla chief executive officer Elon Musk over the late disclosure of his Twitter stock purchases in 2022. Musk allegedly failed to promptly report his acquisition of more than 5% of Twitter's outstanding shares, which led to a benefit of approximately $150 million. While Tesla investors are closely monitoring the situation, experts believe it will not significantly impact Tesla stock, which closed at $396.36. Analysts continue to rate Tesla shares as a buy with a target price of $515. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 97,000. Ethereum is just over 3,200. And Goatsis Maximus is 34 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Feral dogs near Chernobyl are showing unique genetic traits. Yet researchers found that these variations do not originate from mutations caused by radiation. A recent study revealed that the genetic differences between these dogs and those living just 10 miles away are significant, but do not indicate an increase in mutation rates. The dogs likely survived due to pre-existing genetic traits, rather than adaptations from radiation. While today's populations are more than 30 generations removed from the disaster, health risks remain for both the animals and the cleanup workers due to other environmental toxins in the area. Entertainment news. Coldplay is set to enhance the excitement surrounding their latest album, Moon Music, with the release of its companion film, titled A Film for the Future. The band announced on January 14th that this special screening will take place at select Lightroom locations. The film, which runs for 44 minutes, will premiere on January 22nd worldwide on YouTube, alongside unique 360-degree screenings in London, Manchester, and Seoul. Created by over 150 visual artists from 45 countries, the film is described by executive director Ben Moore as a kaleidoscopic patchwork quilt. Tickets for these screenings are currently on sale. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Canadian-American author and motivational speaker, Brian Tracy. And he said, "I found that luck is quite predictable. If you want more luck, take more chances. Be more active. Show up more often." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.